Welcome to Natural Soul Conversations, a space where you are free to speak your mind, speak your peace, weigh in on what's going on in this world today. Every week we have a new conversation about what's going on in our communities, how it affects us, and how we can step in and make a change. Or maybe not, maybe we just want to talk our talk. Well, you have that freedom to do that right here at Natural Soul Conversations. All right? Come on in, take a seat. Welcome to another episode of Natural Soul Conversations. I'm your host, Erin Monique, and guess what time it is? Yay. Anybody can get it. Yes, the sister podcast to Natural Soul Conversations. And listen, we have a guest today.
Yes,
he thinks he can sit with the auntie. So we're gonna see. We're not gonna hold back. You know, I've already told him. I said the aunties. We're just two aunties with the tea. Don't come for us. And anybody can get it. So, I don't know. We're going to see if he's going to be demoted back down to the kitty table. We'll see. So, Kelly B, how you doing today? What you drinking on?
Oh, well, today I got a mixed drink. Uh-oh. It sounds bad. But I actually got my water, right? Okay. My H2O. Okay. Uh-oh.
Okay.
But okay. I also got my sweet tea.
Oh, okay. So you just diluting the tea. Okay. Oh, you can't be diluting the tea. We need it to be strong, especially I looked at the topics and like I gotta take off my sweater on this because it's going to be good. I got some things to say. But anyway, I'm drinking H2O. In fact, it's so hot, I got two bottles of water because that's how hot it's going to get. Lil Zach, what you drinking on?
I just have water.
Oh, okay.
Water.
I don't know. After this show, he might be wanting a little bit more than water, but I don't know. We'll see. So, okay, Kelly B, I mean, you know. Like what's up? How are we getting into this today?
Well, you know, we're going to talk about a variety of topics. So I always like to start out with the name of the show, everyone, because I think that's important because we got to set the stage. Mm-hmm. Voila. And we'll set the stage for Zach as well.
Little Zach, you better be ready.
I'm ready.
You better. All right. Okay.
So we always pay homage to someone and it centers the stage, it sets the stage. And so we're paying homage to Erin Monique this time because it's one of your quotes that you used. Do you remember the last time when we talked about your little scandalous, your little scandalous watch behavior?
Watch it now.
Supposed to be a friend, but went to sleep on me, you know, but okay.
Okay.
It's neither here or there.
Yeah. Listen. Don't come for me, okay? Don't come for me. I was tired. I was sleepy. It was just one of those things. So
y'all, when Erin Monique fell asleep on me when I was really talking, as friends do, okay? And then we kind of laughed about it. And there was a quote that she said. She said, "I'm about to lose it." So I was like, this is a good name for an episode. We are about to lose it. So all of the people that we're talking about on tonight's episode, they are about to lose it or lose something.
Something. It all. Something about to lose it all. I can't wait for one of the topics. Ooh, I can't wait. Okay, go ahead.
I can't wait to all of the topics.
Yeah. Well, then jump us off into the first one then.
We getting ready to jump off into the first one, y'all. But we always want to remind each and every one of you that anybody can get it on this show. And we don't hold back. And I'm going to tell you how much we don't hold back. Zach's even going to tell that anybody can get it too. So if Zach come and get it, don't come for Zach either.
Okay? That's right. He's an honorary auntie today. So, I guess I have to call him an uncle. He could be honorary unk today.
Yeah, because Auntie Zach don't sound right.
Yeah.
No.
But it's just the spirit of it.
Right.
No, it's, listen, I want to know though, you put on the docket, on the lineup, this lady that lost all her winnings and
lost her fortune. Didn't hear anything.
Literally, child, what happened?
So let me tell you, this article came out of the New York Post and it is titled "Will a Fortune Player Robbed of a $40,000 prize for a puzzle that was clearly solved?" Fans cry in online outrage. So what happened? The livid Wheel of Fortune fans felt that a contestant was robbed of $40,000. Can you imagine that on Wheel of Fortune? For her incorrect answer that might have been actually correct.
Wow.
Okay. Wow. So Megan, you know, they said a married California high school choir director. They just set the stage. This is already going to be bad the way they set the stage. Yeah. Needed to guess a two-word answer to solve a bonus puzzle for the category of living thing. So a few of the letters was missing, right? And so they only had the N and the R because, you know, on Wheel of Fortune, they always give the same letters.
Okay.
The same letters, right? So it was only two letters showing, an N and an R. So Megan guessed a few more letters. So then there was a, you know, you would have to see it. Or y'all going to have to Google it, okay? Because I'm not going to spell it out with blanks or anything. Because last time I tried to quote something, you know, I messed around and cursed. So I'm not going to do it this time, okay?
It don't have anything to do with the N word, does it?
No. Nah.
Oh, okay.
But it's an N in the word.
Okay. It's an N in the word.
It's not any of those shady puzzles that you see that people put up that people look like they're on the Wheel of Fortune. and then you be like, oh, that's going to be bad. You know, that's not none of those because Wheel of Fortune has assured the crowd that they don't do anything that's misleading like that.
Yeah, but you know, some people, they guess wrong and they could swear that that's what it is. I mean, common sense would tell them that it's not like the N word, but they're gonna
say it anyway.
Yeah.
So they can go viral.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. So within 10 seconds left on the timer, Megan, the choir director, blurts out her final guess of what sounded like it was pink orchid, right? That was the word. But she was like, pink orchid. And so something orchid, right? Then the timer buzzed out. And so here comes Pat. Oh, you were so close. But it was pink orchid. And so he opened up the envelope to see how much she could have won. I don't even think they use an envelope, the paper. They opened up the paper. Zach, I don't know if this is before your time. Everything was in the dang envelope. But they opened up the paper and it said she could have won $40,000 if she had said the words. And her fans were clearly upset. Okay? Pat was like, I'm sorry it didn't work out for you. Thank you, next.
Right. But did she say pink orchid?
She said, at the beginning, she was doom, doom, pink orchid, something orchid, blah, blah, blah. So she doesn't even remember if she said it. But you know what? If the fans say she said it, then Megan's going to say she said it.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
So okay. Then here's some of the comments that they shared. Mm-hmm. The woman got screwed on hashtag Wheel of Fortune. Bonus puzzle tonight. She mm-hmm. totally said pink orchid right from the start.
Okay.
And then another fan said, I questioned the judges from the first thing she said. I'm deaf in one ear and half remaining on the right. So I use captions and I lip read. So now if they lip read, they lip read it. Okay. Oh, and it said, she said pink orchid. No question.
Jesus. Okay.
Okay. I'm fuming. I almost said I'm a human.
I hope you are. But wait a minute. How come they just couldn't play the tape back? I mean, everything's recorded now.
You think they're going to play the tape back? So they have to give it a 40,000?
Somebody's going to play that tape back, or they're going to have a new tape of some crime being committed. They're going to play the tape back. $40,000, they're playing the tape back. There is a tape. Come on.
Audience, I don't know about this. I got to say, audience, this is a family-friendly show. You just said it was going to be a whole crime scene.
Listen, anybody can get it, okay? Anybody can get it.
No.
We're talking $40,000, okay? And if I mumble pink orc, if I mumble it, okay, then I need to get my money. Run me my money. Okay, somebody playing the tape back.
You don't even know if you said pink orchid.
Okay,
Megan didn't know if she said pink orchid.
Look, if it's two or more, okay, that said that I said
that's in agreement.
That's in agreement. Then I said it. I mean, no, look, okay, Zach, what you think? Because you know, I'm ready to commit a crime. Obviously,
there's a tape. There is a tape.
Ooh, absolutely. Yes,
absolutely. Well, you probably wouldn't commit a crime though, right?
No.
You would look, he, I mean, he
for 40,000.
No, no.
No, but he did kind of skip a little bit.
I know there was a skip,
but there's evidence. I mean, they record all those shows,
that is true. Yeah, I mean, somebody's playing the tape back,
but it could be like the situation. You remember back in the day with the fight everyone had on social media about whether this picture of a dress was green or blue.
Oh yeah.
So I feel like people are gonna hear what she said, and they're gonna some people are gonna hear one thing and some people are gonna hear another thing.
So
what,
you mean
what did she really say?
So you saying that somebody probably heard her say a purple dinosaur instead of pink orchid?
Well,
that's what you say.
I heard Zach would say pink orchid when he was talking about the dress.
I got to say they running the tape back, and now they got the closed caption. I forgot about that. So there would have been some kind of recording there. No, they can't just skip over. So sorry. You know what? Wheel of Fortune have a history of doing people wrong.
Because
I thought this story was about, you know, it was the black dude. he guessed all of the letters in this puzzle, and it was something Achilles, and he mispronounced the word Achilles, and they wouldn't give it to him.
What did he say?
He said
Achilles.
He said a chili. He said something weird, and then he said, "Oh, I'm so sorry, you got it wrong." But it was very clear the dude didn't know how to pronounce the word.
But that's his fault. That's his fault. He signed up for the show.
It's a chili. But if he wasn't exposed to it, maybe he's never seen that word before. You know?
He has one. Or two.
But he may not understand or know that's what it is.
Ooh, my chili's hurt.
Words and phrases. He needs to know that word.
See?
Yeah, but listen. They could have broke their brother off some bread. Come on now. I mean, it was
he got broke off bread.
He showed
on that Constellation Prize.
And I think they gave him like 14,000, I think. But it was some big money. I felt bad for him. I was like, oh man, see, that's one of those times when being black just don't work for you. Because you know he didn't see. He ain't seen that word before. Never even heard of the word before. I mean, you can tell.
He needs to learn how to pronounce it. I bet you he can pronounce it now. Well, he got a lesson from it. A valuable one.
Yeah, a $50,000 or $60,000 lesson. That's cold. And on TV, national TV, you know he's never living that down, ever.
No.
Mm-mm. Ever.
Oh, man. They're bringing that up every Thanksgiving. They are.
Oh, every Thanksgiving. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, Big Mama. Man, now, we could have had $60,000 if your dumb had gone to school.
You want some chitlins? You want some chitlins?
Chitlins?
Next time you say Keely's. Okay.
See, now I don't even know how to say the word now. We done messed it up, chopped it up so much. I don't know. But listen, I know what I can say.
Achilles.
Tips. No, tips, because that has something to do with money. I can say tips all day, every day. What's going on with this next topic?
What next topic? I'm just joking.
don't play with me.
Chilies. All right. Tips on how to say a chili. So we're moving on to tips on the chilies, okay? Yeah. No, so so this next segment is actually called Tips from a Critic. All right, so we're going to talk a little bit about Keith Lee. So this is...
Wait, do you know who Keith Lee is, Zach?
I'm going to tell Zach if he don't know Keith Lee.
I don't think I do.
Okay.
So... Don't come for me, Keith Lee. So Keith Lee actually became popular from, I think, TikTok or Instagram somewhere. He goes around and he eats everybody foods at the restaurant. And not only that, he goes in and he sees how the restaurants treat people. And once he has his experience with the food and the treatment, he actually write about it. So really, it has helped smaller businesses flourish. But it also exposes other businesses that probably don't treat their patrons right, or the food is just not right. So that's who Keith Lee is.
All right.
So the sweetly seasoned food truck sparks backlash. I've been talking about backlash this entire segment already. It sparks backlash over a massive $4,000 donation from Keith Lee. So the internet, Zach, I got to explain this to you and to the audience because I say it on every show. So there's the internet that everyone has known to come and love. It connects us to information. It's been around since the 1990s. And it's so helpful. Then there's the internet. The internet consists of trolls and other critics and achilles that are out there that look for stuff on people, right? So the internet, they comment, they dig up receipts, they'll go put pictures of your mama up. They'll do all kinds of things.
For real.
Yeah, addresses. They don't care.
Any loans, payday loans, everything.
Anything. PPP loans. Remember the PPP loans. They post those up. But
when they did that to Kiki Wyatt, I that scared me because I said, if they do that to her, man,
in a minute.
Dig up all, I know she was in a minute. Cause, I mean, they done put all that good business out there. But go ahead.
So the internet is outraged after the owner of a food truck failed to split a $4,000 tip given by TikTok star Keith Lee when he specifically asked her to share it with two other people. So this was simple. He gave the instructions. $4,000, that was a tip. And he specifically told her, give $1,000 to the braider, somebody who's braiding hair.
Right.
Give $1,000 to the barber. You keep $2,000. And he paid, I think, $300 worth of food for people in the line.
Yeah, it was something like that.
And this was in Dallas. So Sweetly Season is in Dallas, Texas. And I know Texas people know better. Yeah, we friendly people.
Some of us.
Not always in Dallas, though.
Uh-oh.
Why Dallas? Why are you coming for Dallas?
I know. Why are you coming for Dallas, Dak?
I've been there. I've experienced some of the uppityness. I don't know about North Dallas, though.
Listen, this was definitely not North Dallas. This was
How bad it is North Dallas?
Is it?
Okay, that must be the hood. I just read it.
Did you? Well, you know, okay, this was the hood part of North Dallas.
Well, then they should have known better, right?
Yeah, he should have. Look, I think he go looking for fights.
Who? Zach?
Keith Lee?
Oh.
No, not Zach. Keith Lee.
Sometimes I do.
Wait a minute. Wait, you think Keith Lee is looking for fights?
Yes. He went to North Dallas.
Oh, God. Well, he was trying to bless those people.
Are you saying in this case, because he didn't just give the $1,000 to each of them individually and he was maybe thinking she would pocket all of it?
Wanted to see if she was going to do the right thing.
This is what happened. The only reason why I know this is because I don't know how I found out, because I wasn't looking for it. But
don't
what happened
take up
was,
for her or him.
I'm not taking up for anyone. I'm giving you the facts. What happened was they didn't have like a Cash App or any of those, you know, pay app services. Okay. They only had a POS. And so that's why he had to tell her how to divvy up the money. You know, he was saying, give this person $1,000 of it, this person $1,000, you keep this and this and that. But he gave it all to her because of the POS situation. And she
is a
being
POS.
Greedy. She is or he is. She tried to keep all the money when it was clear how he wanted it to be divvied out. I mean, and I know people like her. And it really upsets me because they come across as being pious and all this, but they greedy. You see how they really are when money is on the table. How is it that she was getting the lion's share of it anyway. She was getting $2,000. The other people were getting $1,000 and $1,000 each. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just greedy. She wanted all of it. And I'm telling you, if he didn't say anything, she would have kept the whole $4,000 and wouldn't have given him nothing. And then she even said, well, he didn't really, talking about Keith Lee, he didn't really understand that guy who had nothing to do with us. So he shouldn't have gotten any money. Wait a minute. He know who's what and who he wants to give money to. You know, she literally said he was not part of us. He's not with us. So he shouldn't have gotten any money. What? So, that's that man's money. And how he wants to divvy it up is how he wants to divvy it up.
Sorry, I stand with Zach on this. It says, on January 31st, Lee visited Sweetly Seasoned Food Truck in North Dallas, Texas.
Whatever.
So I stand with Zach on this one.
He should have known. They still the hood. He didn't know. He didn't know he was going into the hood. I mean, I would have even known. Was it
North Dallas
people? Was it Oak Cliff?
North Dallas people who's listening to this?
Oak Cliff got a problem. No, let me stop. We are
a family friendly show, North Dallas people. Zach's just playing. Monique is playing. We're just playing. Anyway,
wait a minute. Kelly, what North happened to Dallas. Anybody can get it? What happened
wait,
to
wait,
anybody?
I did,
oh, they getting
did
it.
I did read this article, and it said the owner, the lady that took the $4,000, when Keith came out and like spoke up on the issue and then people were hearing about what she did and dragging her a little bit. She ended up giving the money.
Uh-huh.
So it's like she got caught and realized that I can't, like, I'm going to lose customers and business over this. So she did what she should have done in the beginning.
In the beginning. Isn't that something in the beginning? And what's the trip about it? He prayed with her.
See,
and told her to charge his card. So he put prayer on it, and she still went left.
Girl, let me tell you something. When the money come out, sometimes God don't come out. They looking at that money. They look at the people. Look at the clergy. Look at how they do. If the clergy can't do right, What makes you think the little prayer? We ought to be able to do right, right? When somebody put, listen, when somebody start praying, especially a certain type of people, I get convicted. And I start thinking about all the bad things I did, and I start feeling a certain kind of way. Some people, they don't let that penetrate. They see the money and they going after the money. That's it. That's it. And
that's all she wants.
And honestly, like, I'm making light of it, but it really does upset me because I know a lot of people like that. And even people close, even some people in my family that are like that. And I don't understand it. I don't respect it. I mean, we all can eat. We all can eat. Why you got to take all the money? How come you just can't share? It's enough to go around. I mean, come on.
Do they live in North Dallas?
No, they don't. They don't, Miss Thing. But
can they say a Chili's?
No, and you don't sound like you can say it. Achilles. Was very interesting when I went to college the first time. I went to school in Denton. Denton is, I think it's west of Dallas. And we had a lot of Dallas people that went to that school. And so we had a lot of Oak Cliff people and, I don't know, some of the other little suburbs of Dallas. And they were rough. They were some rough people. And it was interesting because, I'm from Austin. And I said, it wasn't really a predominantly black school, but it had a lot of black people there. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna go there. I'm gonna mix with these black people. I'm gonna mix with these Dallas folks. They looked at me like I was crazy, like I was weird. And then I forgot I am from Austin, and I guess I do have that weird thing, that weird little vibe going. So no, they weren't feeling me at all. So yeah, I got a little bit of an issue with Dallas. Yes, I do. I do. But, whatever. But you know what I also think about is, how when we were in school, how we used to, I didn't do it, but how we used to run over teachers, especially substitute teachers. I remember this one time, the school that we went to, Kelly B, it was strange. We were on the second floor, and I don't know if you remember, but there was like this little, I guess it was like this protruding ledge or whatever, or roof part that you could step onto. I don't know if you ever knew that from the second floor. Uh-huh. And so, yeah. And so this is how I found out. So we had a substitute teacher and there were two guys and they were horse playing. They weren't serious. They were just, kind of jostling each other, fighting. And, we were all cutting up. Well, they were. I was a good student. They were cutting up. And they were, jostling each other, and they were by the window, and they fell out the window. And everybody was laughing. They were like, and you could hear a pin drop. And then one of the guys, he climbed up on the window. And we just started laughing. We ran to the window, and we saw that it was he was on the roof. They were on the roof. It was so funny. I don't think that substitute teacher ever came back because she was just like beside herself. We didn't give her no mercy at all. But you got a story about a teacher that been catching it for a while now. For a while. Tell the story, Kelly B. Tell the story. I mean, I couldn't imagine.
I'm still laughing at the window thing. I didn't even know about
girl,
that.
Yeah, yeah, it was funny. It was.
That was a nice transition. I like that.
Okay, all right, Zach. You're not even supposed to be letting people know that we're transitioning. I mean, but okay.
I like the transition.
Was clean. That was clean. I had to comment on how clean that
See?
Was.
See? But that was why.
I know, but that was a true story. I mean, he climbed up on it when he was like, and we were like, what?
To share a story about like when you were in school and bringing up the substitute teachers and stuff, and then to go into the story. That's some Dave Chappelle stuff right there.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Well, I need Dave Chappelle's money then. Shoot. Let's take this on the road.
I love that. No, so we'll talk about it.
Yeah, yeah, what happened with this teacher? Yeah, okay.
Well, so it was a teacher that got pepper sprayed for teaching.
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Mm. See, that's why I can't be no teacher. Mm-mm. Because let that kid... listen, that day, I would have lost my job and probably even my freedom that day. Because if you gonna pull out... Okay, tell the story. Because I'm hot. Tell the story.
Hermonique's already hot. I haven't even read the story.
Because it's the disrespect of the... Listen, I did my fair share, but I would have never disrespected a teacher like that. Ever, oh, ever.
Well, there's a reason that the student pepper sprayed the teacher.
What story?
There was actually a video that went viral that shows a Tennessee teen pepper spraying the teacher after her phone was confiscated.
Why was the phone confiscated?
Because it was out during class. They said the student was unruly. I can't imagine that. I can't imagine her being unruly.
Yeah.
They said dramatic cell phone footage taken during class at Antioch High School captured the rambunctious student confronting her teacher after the phone was taken away as a disciplinary action. The disobedient student had been texting and Googling answers for her schoolwork.
Oh, no, no. Okay. Okay, go ahead.
But in a minute-long video, a female student can be seen getting up from her desk, walking out of the classroom as the students are filming and saying, and the students were like, nah, Mace is crazy. So had the Mace out. Students in the classroom laughed and joked before following the rebellious student into the hallway where she can be seen trying to get back her phone from her teacher. But the teacher, you know, can be heard telling someone in a different classroom. She just pepper sprayed me.
Okay.
And the female student follows him out of the classroom telling him, give me my phone. Give me my phone. And she then holds the pepper spray close to his face before spraying him a second time, causing him to fall to his knees, ka-plump, and yell, oh! Get my phone! Right. Get my phone! I need my phone! And another adult emerges from a neighboring classroom to intervene as the female student continues to demand that her teacher gives back her phone. She pepper sprayed me, the teacher says, after standing up. And then the student replies, you think she stopped? You know what she said? Okay. Lord. Now give me my phone.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
And then the student holds steady in her demand, so she needs her phone back. As another teacher steps in to tell her, no, not now. But that teacher didn't get pepper sprayed, so just know. But the video ends with the pepper spray teacher coughing. According to the my Achilles.
Oh God.
According to the video's poster, this is the second time this teacher has been assaulted by a student at the school. So 2 months earlier, believe it or not, Irma Mink and Zach, the same teacher was punched in the face. After taking a different student's phone.
Look, okay, now, wait a minute. Okay, that part I didn't know.
After they was caught cheating in class.
Okay. Okay, see, now I'm torn. I don't know what to say now.
Internet users, and this got to be the internet users, okay? It's not the internet. Right.
Okay.
The internet users are going to see why that she should be, you know, either suspended, right, or even expelled? Arrested. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So one Twitter user wrote, can't wait to see the comments that will say she was justified because this teacher stole her phone. No, she wasn't justified, and she should be expelled. Another one noted, not justified, on top of the fact she should be suspended, not only for her behavior, but for having a weapon in school. So as of the release of this article, the school did not immediately respond to a request to comment. So let's talk about this. Now,
yeah,
she's pepper sprayed him, you know, and he's been punched in the face like 2 months.
It's not funny.
You're laughing, though.
Well, because now I'm torn. Because, what? Look. Because he already got beat down for taking somebody's phone. You would think that he would find a different approach this time. But then on the other hand, I get it. Okay, she's obviously cheating, right? But they probably have some kind of alleged. This is a kid. Whatever. Now, she's a kid. She was cheating. She was cheating. She was Googling and everything else them kids do. Okay. Now, he really should have found a different way to handle that situation. However, that does not excuse what she did. And these kids have too much, they have too much freedom and license to do whatever they want to do.
They really do.
Yeah. You know, and the parents are just 10 years older than them. And so they come in turned up, ready to fight you too. I bet you anything, her mom probably came in there and was raising all kind of cane because this man, quote unquote, stole her phone when she should have never even had the phone out in the first place.
She had the phone out because she was using it.
Was cheating because she was cheating and Googling all the other things she wasn't supposed to be doing. And if the parents would support these teachers, then you wouldn't have these kids running amok. I mean, you got one set of kids, they're coming in and listen, this, and I'm not even trying to be funny on this, they're coming in and they're shooting up everybody. And then you got another set of kids that are beating up the teachers. I mean, there's no way. I know, Zach, I know that you got kids, whatever. Ain't no way I have my kids in the school system. It's just no way. It's just no way. It's no way. It's no way. It's no way. It's no way. I don't know what I would do. I don't know how I would pull it off. Maybe that's why I don't have kids now, because there's no way I couldn't do it. I couldn't. No. And then what they're teaching them, Zach, go ahead, take this conversation because I'm getting ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, as a parent, I know how like kids can push your buttons and then your inner kid wants to lash out and be just as petty. Mm-hmm. So I can see maybe the teacher not handling it the best because maybe this student or other students, or just everything builds up and you just want to be petty, maybe. I'm not saying he shouldn't have taken her phone, but like maybe this time, like you said, like handle it differently if you got in an altercation the last time.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe if she's cheating, well, maybe fail her for that assignment. And that's the consequence for cheating instead of instigating something. And again, I don't excuse her at all because that's a complete disrespect for authority, especially, I mean, it's kind of violent. It's aggressive. Mm-hmm. It's not, it's assault. Like pepper spray is no joke.
Yeah. Yep.
And so she was wrong, but like I as the teacher, I might've just like failed her and then she would have gotten mad about that, but hopefully not pepper sprayed me.
Child, these kids, you might've gotten a pepper. Change my grade. No, change my grade. And she probably pulled up that pepper. Yeah. I mean, you just don't know what these kids. They are on a whole other level. I promise. I can't. And, you know, I had somebody, a family member, say, you know, when I was, you know, in between gigs, you should substitute teach. I'm like, do you know who I am? Do you actually think that this type of personality could work in a classroom of... No, the only way I substitute teach is if it's on the college level, graduate level, not even the undergrad, because though they bad too, because they don't know. No, listen, because they don't know. They still don't know what they want to do. So they taking all of those general regular courses and they don't know, you know, they don't, they may not even be back next semester, but on the graduate level or even on the junior senior level, they're locked in. right? So I got to be there because more than likely they want to be there. I can't, and I can handle if somebody is, you know, because I used to be that kid where, you know, I thought I knew everything, whatever, you know, I could deal with that. What I cannot deal with is this right here, this type of disrespect. I can't handle that.
I got to push back a little bit on what you said about how could Zach put his kids in the school district or the school system. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, these kids across the street from my house, I think they are homeschooled. Okay. And I think, Monique, I told you that the two-year-old is the youngest. Mm-hmm. And she was getting in the middle of the street. Oh. And my son saw when he was walking to the store and he's like, hey, be careful. Watch that, you know, watch out for the car. And the two-year-old said, F you.
Well, okay. So
I promise you. Listen, 2 years old. Yes. Outside.
Wow.
I can't say all of them, but I will say, because in that situation, you know, when I say that I would homeschool, you have certain people. I'm not talking about the hippie type of people that, oh, let Johnny say whatever he, let him express himself.
It's free reign.
I'm not talking about, you know, we don't say no to our kids. We just, we discuss and we figure out other options. No, there are no options. It's this way, and that's it. At least that's how I was when I was growing up. I can't talk too loud because, you know, somebody still think I'm a kid and I'm almost 60 years old.
But, audience, Monique's whispering again. See, boy, I tell you.
You never know because somebody could be lurking around. You just never know. I mean, you know, it's my house. It is my house. And
y'all see, she whispering, it's my house.
Let me stop. No,
we dare you to say it loud.
No.
That's funny.
No, I'm just saying. No, but on a serious note, though, some of this, and you can, it could be, the only reason why I say I wouldn't put them in the school district is because and it's not even necessarily about control, but it is about controlling as much as you can what is influencing them. You know,
and that's true.
And you know, and you do have people that homeschool that are on a whole nother level than what you're on, you know, and they are all about these kids being free or whatever. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, you know, when I want them to learn about, let's say, sex education, then it's because I feel like it's time for them to learn, not being forced to have that conversation because of what they learn in school. No. No.
Right. Do you remember when we was in school?
Child.
And it was time for you, if you had your Walkman. Okay. Mm-hmm, I'm dating myself. I don't remember cell phones or beepers. I don't know. No, I think beepers, I was already at school. And your teacher come over there, give that to me. And they, you know, they was holding it and they was going to call your parent or they holding it to the end of the year. And we just sat there and you just with tears in your eyes because you knew you was going to get it. You knew you was going to get it. Anyone can get it. No, you going to get it.
You got it. Yes.
And we still used to just surrender, right?
Yeah. We didn't pepper spray. You remember when your parents used to, luckily that never happened to me as far as I can remember, but when you acted up in school and what your parents do, what your mama do? She'd come right on up there and sit in that class, make sure that you act right. Okay.
Ooh, that was so embarrassing.
She might even tear into you, you know, not actually beat you, but she'd tear into you in front of the whole class. I mean, I had to do that. I didn't tear into him, but I definitely went up to the, because my little nephew, he was acting up, and I had to make a surprise visit, and I came, and I just sat in the back of the class, and I feel bad now, but his little friend's like, oh, is that your auntie? Oh, he was just and he acted right too. He didn't act a fool. He sure did. But I mean, we don't have that now. We don't have it now. Because if you did, I promise you wouldn't see these kids running up. I just can't live with myself. This such and such stop talking to me and such bullying me, and they shooting up to school. You wouldn't have that going on. I promise you. If these parents were more involved inside the school, if you're gonna have your kids there, some of this stuff wouldn't even be happening. It wouldn't mm-hmm. be happening. Just saying. Just saying.
I agree.
I get worked up. I get worked up when it comes to it. That's why I don't have no kids. And you know what I really you know what I really get worked up on? Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Because you know you're gonna do it too when I say it. Your friend Krishan.
Oh, Krishan. Krishan has 9 lives.
Who's Krishan?
Okay. You know what, Kelly B, you better tell him because
I want to hear this. I mean, you've already talked about North Dallas people. You've already talked, so you might as well just stay on the road. Stay on the road.
I ain't on no road. All I know is this is a child. I don't really even know who she is really because I don't follow her.
You liked her first.
No, I didn't like her. I said, and I still believe this. I do believe that, especially people that are troubled like that. I feel like God does have, you know, he can have his hand on the he can have his hand on those people, but they still have a choice. They still, you know, can make a decision to either accept and be willing to submit or continue that lifestyle. I do believe that, and there's something about her, but she is choosing to live a different life. And until
have you heard
decides,
of Krishan Rock? I'm sorry. And Blueface? I didn't know if Ed Zach knew who you were talking about.
No.
Well,
no.
See, that's why I said I couldn't tell it. So, okay, these are, she and this dude, Krishan and Blueface, are internet influencers. I guess that's what they call them. They're these young people, 20, 23s, 24s, something like that. And they are just out there wilding. They have earned millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars for doing nothing. Okay. Blueface, I guess he's a musician, a rapper. I guess I can't tell you one song he's done. They just out there wilding, but they fight. They're a couple, or they were a couple, I guess. Now they back a couple, I guess, but they fight, they physically fight each other, and mm-hmm. she fights everybody. She's fought his mom, his yeah. mother, and has beat her down. He's fought somebody's sister so bad that the girl like lost her control of her functions in public. Mm-hmm. Okay. She has fought. She fights everybody, but her little church, and it's an actual church, you know, they praying for her, they try to love on her, whatever, and, you know, and so she goes there, and she's a giver. In all honesty, Zach, she's a giver. She'll have wads of money, and she just throw it in the offering plate. She gives to people. She has this home. She did open it up to her little friends, whatever, you know. Anyway, she's young. She just had a baby about 4 months ago. We think there's something wrong with the baby because the baby don't look right. And I'm not like going in on the baby. I'm serious. We don't know what's wrong, but it looks like the baby might have some kind of disability. She's just somebody who she's just out there doing her own thing. And she has a huge following. And I think some of the people really feel sorry for her and they're wanting to see her do better. And then you have a whole group of people that like her because she is so degrading and I don't know. She's so gutter. Do not come for me. The Rock Nationettes or whatever y'all call yourselves.
Rockettes.
Don't come for me. Whatever they call themselves, don't come for me. But she's just at the bottom, and they like that. They like that type of personality, and so you know, that's who she is. And she attacks people, and there's there's no real consequence. She's on probation. I don't think she's ever been to jail for real. There's no consequence, but some things have happened. And Kelly B, pick it up. Let us know what's happening.
All right. So Krishan Rock is now facing criminal charges and has now been sued from allegedly assaulting James Wright Chanel.
Good.
The Shade Room previously reported that the incident reportedly occurred at a Tamar Braxton concert in November 2023. Mm-hmm. So according to the LA Times, the lawsuit against Krishan was filed in a Los Angeles Superior Court on Tuesday, February 6th. The filing asserts that Rock was speaking with Wright Chanel backstage at the concert on November 10th, 2023. Mm-hmm. So Rock, and that's Krishan, was reportedly under the impression that she would perform at the show. However, Wright Chanel believed that she was only supposed to participate in the dance performance towards the end. Mm-hmm. Rock allegedly became infuriated and punched Wright Chanel several times in the face. And the 23-year-old was allegedly wearing rings at that time and broke two of his teeth. Mm-hmm. And so here's the quote from his attorney, according to this article in the Shade Room. "She hit him multiple times in the face for no reason at all. We were surprised that she was able to leave the facility that night." And that's attorney Kevin Anderson, the attorney for James Wright Chanel. Mm-hmm. And he also said she had on rings that were pretty much equivalent to brass knuckles.
Yeah.
And also, I'm skipping over some of the allegations because more is going to come out in court. Mm-hmm. After the alleged assault happened, Krishan Rock was escorted from the room. Amid being removed from the room, she allegedly used a homophobic slur to describe Wright. Additionally, Rock threatened to strike Wright Chanel again. Afterwards, Wright Chanel went to the hospital with two broken teeth and cuts on his face. Mm-hmm. So, this criminal case that was filed is very concerning. Because she's a new mother, as Hermonique said, and now she's facing charges of assault with a deadly weapon and battery. Mm-hmm. So no one from the Rock side has responded to any requests for comment. In addition, she has yet to publicly address the lawsuit and criminal charges against her.
Hmm. What can she say? I mean,
yeah.
You know, so
the best she could have done is punched herself in the face and accuse him of doing something.
Yeah, well she could have, but there are witnesses. There are at least two witnesses, and so she could have done that. But then you know she would have to, you know, because there were two witnesses there in addition to the person she attacked. So, you know, the thing of it is, I went from not, because I didn't know who she was. I never followed her. It's not anything that I would follow normally, okay? When she got invited to go, see, the whole thing was she was upset because she missed her time to go on the stage. She thought she was supposed to perform, okay? But the artist clearly did not intend for her to perform. She wanted her to go on. She has this twerk contest section while she's getting dressed in the back. And so, you know, that's like a little segment mm-hmm. that she throws in. And so Krishan was supposed to come out. And she wanted Krishan to come out because Krishan has a song out. She wanted the DJ to play Krishan's song. Krishan comes out and direct or what do you call it? She was supposed to host, I guess, this contest. Okay, this twerk contest. Now, it kind of doesn't make sense that the artist would want her to come out to her own song and not perform it, you know, mm-hmm. that's kind of messed up, but that doesn't give this girl right to just go ballistic. You know, the artist wanted her to come on the stage. you know, for whatever reason, and she was going to be on the stage for that. But she ended up, meaning Krishan, she ended up coming out at the end during what is called what do they call it? The Love and War Anthem. The name of the song is Love and War. And all of the Tay Martians know the words and they sing it. It's the last thing that happens in the show. And it's like kind of like almost like a ritual. You know, I hate to use that word, but that's what it is. It's a ritual and it's like kind of sacred. Nobody does anything. You sing that song and it's like this whole thing and it's emotional. This girl come out, turn the lights up. Yeah. Pump it up. It's working to Love and War. You know, and Tamar is like, what are you doing? Because she doesn't, obviously she didn't realize. But anyway, so the girl, she was embarrassed because she didn't know what was going on. It was clear she had never seen a Tamar show, a Tamar Braxton show. So she didn't know what to expect. She didn't know the flow of the show. She didn't know anything. She thought this was a Sexy Red show. She thought this was a Glorilla show. These little 15-minute, I can't even call them rappers, but performers that have songs out and they have millions of fans. They fill out stadiums, but they don't have any real talent, okay? And she's used to going out to those crowds and they turn it up, pump, and then they, you know, they twerking and doing some of everything else on the stage. That's what she's used to. And so when that didn't happen, she got upset. So basically, she had a temper tantrum. And this is what I'm going back to, like our previous story, how these parents, they're just, you know, giving up on these kids and they're not teaching them and they're letting them have their way because it's no way that this 23-year-old person should throw a temper tantrum because something didn't happen that she wanted to happen. You know what I mean? And so now she's facing some real charges because they don't play with hate crime. And especially in LA, because, you know, this was a homophobic slur. So they probably have a very huge LBGT. I'm sorry, no offense. I don't know the alphabet, but they have a very huge community, a large community in presence. So I fully expect them to really push that angle because she definitely called him whatever kind of slur she could think of that was homophobic. Absolutely. And then even, because I saw this after the show, she went on live and she still was talking about his lifestyle. And that's on tape. So, you know, what she should hope for or what they should try to do is offer a settlement and a nice one. But she's so cocky, she probably won't do it. But I mean, Zach, do you have anything to add? I know you don't know these people, but do you have anything to add?
Yeah, the thing that I keep thinking about is just how far we've fallen from like there being accountability for people. Like mm-hmm. when no one seems to have any consequences. People feel like they can just do whatever they want because they're going to get away with it. And then, but then there's a point where the hammer does fall at some, you know, on some people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I don't mm-hmm. know who decides that, but like you said, Erica, like if it was a homophobic slur she used, then yeah, that's probably going to be the final straw for her. She's not going to be able to get away with this one.
Yeah.
Because society has determined that you can't talk bad about that community.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
why are you
laughing? It's funny that's the thing that's going to get her more.
Oh yeah, that's true.
And all the violent, the aggression, the fighting, mm-hmm. whatever.
Yeah.
assault a whole bunch of people, but not the wrong person.
Yeah. You know, Oh yeah. Well, I mean, it didn't even have to come to that. Cause when you look at James, he is clearly, He's very flamboyant, so it's no mistaking, you know, his lifestyle. But he didn't have anything to do with the situation. So she got mad because he was just trying to tell her, you know, it wasn't like that. We weren't trying to keep you from the stage. You know, we didn't know what was going on. I mean, we just lost as you are. We didn't know. And so she took out her anger on this dude. And I think she clearly did it because of his lifestyle. That's what I think. And I always thought that from the very beginning, because you would think, let's think about it. I would have hated for her to hit Tamar, but wouldn't you think, unless she had enough sense to know not to go after Tamar, but wouldn't you think that she would be the likely person to go after? No, she goes after who she perceives to be the weakest person. And that would be James, unfortunately.
Wow. Yeah.
And that sucks. I mean, not that I would want her to attack anybody else, but I'm saying she went in there, she was cognitive enough or coherent enough or whatever to size up the situation and pick out who she thought was the weakest person in the room. And she took it out on that person. That's messed up. That's messed up.
That is messed up.
And yeah, she needs to be held accountable, and to the strictest sense, she needs to be held accountable. You know, Rock Nation people, you know, don't come for me. I'm just saying what needs to be said. You know, nobody wants to see her lose, but she cannot be a menace on these streets and expect that nobody is going to hold her accountable. You know, now what if James had hit her back?
Right, that would have been a whole thing, right? Mm-hmm. It would have been a whole thing, but I think this is the thing, and I'm hoping this got her attention, because if she faces any jail time, Blueface is already in jail.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, somebody's going to have to raise this baby, so it's like, y'all got to, you know, she's got to think it through, but and let people come alongside of her, you know, but that's not happening. She's still, you know, saying stuff and still pushing people away.
Yeah. Yeah. It's horrible. And honestly, I do feel bad about the situation, because this baby didn't ask for any of this. You know what I mean? And that's the person that is going to be affected the most out of all of this, because she wants to do what she wants to do, because her parents, and I'm sorry, I mean, maybe they just couldn't do anything with her. But, I mean, it does start at home, you know, it does start at home. And at what point did you just take your hands off and say, okay, I can't do nothing? You know, this is the result. I mean, you got a 23, 24-year-old baby running around having temper tantrums all over the place. Because that's what she's doing. You know, little kids that they fall out, and then they hit you. That's what she's doing. That is what she's doing. One of my nephews, he was maybe 2. I don't even know if he was that old. And he was sitting in a chair in my house. And I asked him to do something or something. And he threw a little temper tantrum. And he had a little toy car. And he threw the car at me. And I got in his little face. And I said, "No, sir, you do not hit me or throw anything at me. That's not going to happen. No." And he started crying. I looked over. His dad was upset because I corrected his son. And I was waiting. I was waiting for that man to say something. Normally, I don't get in the middle. But this is my house. And everybody comes under authority in my house. That's just the way that is. And as a little kid, I'm not finna let you get away with that, so that the next time you think it's okay because I didn't let you get away with it. No, you might can do that at home, but when you come to this house, you're not going to do that. And that's what we're missing. And this dude that is his father is allowing him to get away with this. Well, he's not anymore, but he was, because he's not in the picture. But he was allowing these little babies to get away with that type of behavior. What happens? They grow up to be little Krishans and blue faces running around having temper tantrums. I mean, this dude Blueface is in jail, and word in some of these streets, you know, he's in protective custody. I don't think that's a good thing when you're in prison or in jail or whatever they call it, because I don't know. I don't live that lifestyle, so I don't know. But being in protective custody is not a good thing. So, I mean, you know, it's all fun and games when you on the outside, you know, and you doing all running your mouth and running up on people and hitting people. But when you inside, there's a whole nother story. So I'm just saying, you know, I hate that it's come this way, come down to this for her, but it's about time that she get a little bit of comeuppance. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. You know, but I'm tired of talking about these little kids. What I do want to talk about, which I never watch. I don't watch these shows, the Grammys. I did when I was a little kid. You know, when I stopped watching the Grammys is when, not to say that I know anything, but you know doggone well, it'll be an artist, you know, that been putting in the work, and you just know they're going to win. And then it'll be somebody like nobody has ever heard of before, and they win. And you're like, who is a Purple Magic Rock? Who is this? You know, and you never heard a song they've done ever, you know. And so I stopped watching that. I stopped watching all of those shows. I stopped watching the Super Bowl, which I think we're probably gonna get into, because what they did to Poe Janet. And it scarred me. And so I just cut all of that out. But I do get the clips, you know, and I mean, I watch a clip, and I did see Mr. Jay-Z pull what looked like a Kanye. I mean, it looked that way. It looked that way. But Kelly B, what happened? What happened?
You was talking about the Grammys, and then when you were saying I used to watch it, I don't know what happened. It was like we had no choice. Well, I know my TV. I can only speak to my TV. You know, I only had about probably 16 channels, you know, on that little cable. It wasn't even a box. 16?
Y'all had 16? Because we only had just the regular channels. CBS, NBC, ABC, right. And it was one other. That's it.
Fox.
Yeah. Fox. No, it wasn't even back then. It wasn't even Fox. Back then.
It was just CBS.
I think it was those three channels and maybe some little offshoot of PBS or something. That was it.
And I thought we were something having cable in our house, cable vision. And we didn't have a cable box. We had the slider. 1, 2, 3, yeah. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And you would find whatever channel.
Mm-hmm. Child, those were hard times, I'm telling you. Mm-mm.
Yeah, so I had no choice but to watch the Grammys, you know. And then, man, thank the Lord, whoever he inspired to create Netflix and Hulu and things like that. So I didn't have to watch that. You know what I mean? Mm-mm-mm-hmm. So back to Jay-Z. You said it was another possible yay. So on today, they talked about Jay-Z shades the Grammys. Lack of Beyonce's Album of the Year award. And so
she only Jay-Z has a trillion Grammys, but okay, go ahead.
In a speech accepting the Dr. Dre Global Impact Award at the Grammy Awards, rapper Jay-Z seemingly called out the Recording Academy. So he was alongside his daughter, Blue Ivy, which I was so looking excited like to see 30, in concert.
But she looks 30. She looks 30.
That's okay.
How old is her? No, how old is her? How old is she?
She's 12. She's 12.
Is she 12? Is she 12? Because that girl looks old. I'm just saying.
She's 10 years older than the one that cussed out my son. 10 years old.
Oh, okay. Wait, who cussed out your son?
The 2-year-old. Remember?
Oh, that's right. You see, those kids, I push them out my mind. I push them out my mind.
Blue Ivy is amazing. Went to go see Beyonce concert.
I do like her. Yeah, she's amazing. I keep thinking, is she really like 11 or 12? She has got to be like 18, 17 or something.
She's 12. Okay. She like what, Northwest? Me Northwesty, I'm bestie.
I don't like Northwest. I shouldn't say that about a kid.
Now, I like Northwest.
I don't like her.
Although I grew up in the Northeast.
Anyway.
Okay. All right, back to the story.
I mean, she all right. She's a kid. She all right. Go ahead, story.
Midwesty.
It's just because she sometimes, she seemed like she's disrespectful. I don't like, that's the problem.
She is disrespectful.
Like, well, there you go.
Yeah, she's, you know, I mean, that's Kanye's daughter. Okay, back to Jay-Z. and but you know, mm-hmm. she don't have no say. Sure. North runs Kim Kardashian. Okay,
you not lying about that.
Mm-hmm. So she says something now, Norky. We're not supposed to say that, Norky.
No, it's we're not supposed to say that. No, Northwest. No,
it's Northy. Northy.
I don't watch these people. When they come on my TV, you know what I do? Click. I do not watch them at all.
This yeah, is the those most kids is wild. Yeah, she raps with her dad, though, Northwest does. That's why I got the Northwestie. I'm your bestie or Miss Westie or whatever. But you know, the son is named Saint. They're not even who we're talking about. The son is named Saint, and he flipped off the camera. I don't know how many times.
That makes sense. Okay.
I mean, angels are no angels. Like
these kids. I mean, I can't. And we're not coming for the kids, but you know, on the back end, we're coming for the parents because they letting these kids run and take over. And you keep doing that, you're gonna have the Christians and the blue faces. Or worse.
That's right.
That's what you're going to have. So
that's right.
No, but, you know.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Blue Ivy, I'm sorry. She was there. She was looking pretty.
I know. We took her moment.
Dress on. I know.
Yeah. I know people was talking about her dress, too, saying that she's only 12. Why was it dipped in the front? Like, come on, y'all. Come on. Enough.
I mean, the
leave Blue Ivy alone.
They all wearing it like that. But it did. It only bothered me because... It's not even the dress. It's her. Because I feel like that girl is 47 years old. I don't think she's like 12.
You just said she thought she was. Now she done aged again. Benjamin Button. She done aged.
I'm just saying she looks old. I mean, not in a bad way. I'm just saying, is she really 11 or 12 years old? Because she looks a lot older than that.
She's 12. Yeah, she's 12. But, I mean... You know, in human years, she's 57. No, she's 12. She's 12.
You mean adult? No.
Oh.
I know. I stopped it because I didn't mean, I don't want, please, don't come for me.
Now, you know the beehive.
Do not come for me. I know, because I didn't mean it to be disrespectful. I thought you were trying to, like, add the 7 years or whatever. But you see, I stopped it. Because they don't play. They will sting. They will sting you. And then I'll be like, what's that little boy? What was on it? Was it not Stand By Me, where the little boy, he died of all them bee stings?
No, stop. What was that? I'm not looking.
Hey, it was Macaulay Culkin, remember? And Anna Klumsky. And he died because he had all the bee stings. That'll be me. They don't play. Don't come for us. I
talking about my girl?
Yes.
Okay, well, I think we're way off topic now.
That's how, listen, do you want to stay at this table? This is how it go, okay?
Okay.
This is how it go. How we flow now. Dude. Mm-mm. No, I do not want to be stung. No, thank you.
Wait a minute.
I like her. But I really do like Blue Ivy. But go ahead.
Okay, what we got him on the stage. We got him on the stage. Okay.
Right. What did Jay-Z... I mean, I thought it was cute. I thought it was cute. He had his daughter up there. He didn't have his... I thought that his wife... I liked her little outfit with the cowboy hat. For some reason, I liked that look on her. It was kind of... I ain't gonna say that word either. It was kind of different. I ain't gonna get stung because I thought her look was different, but I liked it. I thought it was cool. I love the white cowboy hat. I didn't really understand what was going on with Jay-Z and having the daughter up there, but you are at some point gonna tell us before the night is over. So go ahead.
She just, you know, he just went to accept the award and he wanted to bring Blue Ivy with him. I think they're probably trying to educate her on the game, right? Because she's already in the field, you know. She's already won a...
Yeah, she has. A Grammy.
Grammy? Mm-hmm. So she's already won. So I think that they're just prepping her, you know.
Yeah.
All right, so they're on the stage. We're here. And you remember the topics I tell you I don't like to talk about? I don't like to talk about Jay-Z, you know, because it's...
Yeah,
I'm not going to talk about Jay-Z or his locks.
Well, I'm trying to figure out what's going on there, because usually, because he's older than. Mm-mm.
No, we talking about Jay-Z.
I'm talking about Jay-Z.
No. Okay. He'll be at your door. Knock.
He won't be at my door. No, it's just the hives. No, No, now I got something for him. He come at this door. I'm only afraid of the beehives, because those people are they love them some Beyonce, but that doesn't mean that they love Jay-Z. They love Beyonce.
He's a billionaire, though.
I don't care. I'll put what is her name? Jaguar Wright on him. I ain't scared. Because she already got him in a noose. She waiting for him, okay?
But what we got to both put an APB on her. I'm sorry. All right, we're back. Okay, so they're on the stage. Then we just...
This is how it goes. This is how it goes.
Zach, we are going to get through the story, like, I think sometime tonight.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm going to take a nap. wake me up.
When we finally, yes.
This is how it is. We'll get there. All of this makes sense. You got to take the rabbit trail with us. That's how it goes.
So he's received the award, giving the acceptance speech. Blue Ivy's there, Beyonce's out there with the cowboy head.
Yes, yeah. She is.
Okay, all right. So Jay-Z noted that while music and therefore voting on the Grammy Awards is obviously subjective, his wife Beyonce has never won. Did I say never? Never, say ever?
Never ever?
Never okay. Ever. One album of the year. Mm-hmm. And his quote was,
I thought you weren't going to talk about him.
I don't want to embarrass this young lady. But she has more Grammys than everyone and never won album of the year, he said. Seemingly referring to his wife. Mm-hmm. So even by your own metrics, that doesn't work. Mm-hmm. Think about that. The most Grammys, never won, album of the year, that doesn't work. Mm. Big pimping. Mm. Spinning cheese.
I didn't know the line, so I couldn't.
I'm sorry. My bad. I just added that on.
Yeah, I know.
But he went on to double down, adding, some of you are going to go home tonight and feel like you've been robbed. Mm. Some of you may get robbed.
That was funny, though.
Some of you don't belong in this category, before clarifying. When I get nervous, I tell the truth.
Taylor. I mean, shots were fired. I don't know how anybody missed it. I mean, they were clearly fired, but go ahead.
Well, Jay-Z, tied with Ye. You remember, formerly known as Kanye West.
Formerly
known as. Northwest Dad.
Yeah.
Kim's ex. Has the distinction of the rapper with the most Grammy wins in history. He won his first Grammy in 1998 and has won a total of 24 out of 88 nominations. His wife, those that don't know who Jay-Z is married to, the fellow musician and global superstar, Beyonce, has the most Grammy awards of all time with 32 wins, despite never having won Album of the Year. Fans had plenty of reactions to the speech, hopping on to X, which is Twitter, to share their thoughts. They said Beyonce stood there like they had a picture of Elmo.
Like they had a picture of who?
Elmo.
She did kind of look like, huh?
You know how you standing there like when somebody's saying something and you like, she's probably saying, not another yay. another gay
exactly
moment.
What she was doing.
Please, not another gay. Shake it off. Shake it off. Shake it off. Shake it off. Okay.
Oh, you're on Taylor Swift.
And somebody else said, some of y'all don't, that Jay-Z, some of y'all don't even belong in the category. And they said, he's not lying, though. LMFAO at Jay-Z dragging the Grammys and having the entire room silent.
Child, what can they say?
They can't say anything. So what was really interesting about this moment, that even though Jay-Z gave the speech and gave his wife the kudos, everybody assumed that, yes, he was talking about the Grammys, but he also mentioned about Taylor Swift, you know, being non-deserving. Swifties, don't come for me.
I don't
go
care
for
about
Jay-Z.
No Swift. We don't care about no Swifties.
Oh,
forget them.
God.
Forget them.
You said you was going to get stung by the beehive.
Look, the beehives are different than the Swifties now.
I think the Swifties, that's a...
I don't care about them Swifties, but them beehives, man, they... I mean, I don't know. No.
When you're messing with the bee, huh? That's bee. Look him.
Yeah.
Whole family. Sorry.
Look, the Swifties, yeah, they are a little fanatical, but they're nothing like them beehives, them bees. You know. But I mean, honestly though, they used to it. They used to their girl getting snubbed. I mean, you know, after what Kanye did, they used to it.
Kanye was wild there.
Yes, he was. And
but she big.
She big, but whatever. I mean, look.
So,
okay, go ahead.
I wanted us to actually talk about it because even though he was kudoing his wife, putting her up, and I said everybody compared her to Kanye's speech, they're saying that Jay-Z actually embarrassed his wife, Beyonce, taking up for her. Yeah, and she stood there like shocked, like, no. Don't do
not
this.
Not again. Well,
not
she
again.
And the Swifty, they're friends, I think. They're friends. So she probably
they are friends.
Felt embarrassed because, you know, her man coming for her friend, maybe. I don't know. Zach, what you think?
Oh, I think he has a right to his opinion, and he might be right. But he even said from the beginning it's subjective. So, I mean, what are you going to do but just accept what they rule or what they decide. I mean,
yeah.
Zach, are you a Swifty?
Absolutely not. I did cover Blank Space one time at a house concert I played.
Oh, okay, mm-hmm. Give us a snippet.
No. I don't even remember that song. It was years ago. Nice to meet you where you've been. I can show you incredible things. That one.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, he do a little singing. He do a little singing.
Well, look, I'm not going to sing on the rest of this show then. Not when we got a singer amongst us. I'm not singing. All I know is shake it off. Now I'm quiet now. Zach and son.
I did talk to Erica about this before, I don't know if you agree with me, Erica, but it wasn't the... No, you actually corrected me. You're like, it wasn't the exact same thing as what Kanye did.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember what I said.
I don't know exactly, but you kind of pointed out that he didn't interrupt anybody Kanye did.
Yeah.
Because he, like, came up and interrupted somebody's Taylor's acceptance speech.
I mean, he just bum-rushed. And then he was cool. It was cool because she didn't know what he was going to do. Nobody did. You know, he just, hold on just a second. I'll let you get back to. And then just berated that chick in front of her face and then gave her the mic back. I mean, if that ain't gangster, I don't know what is.
That was pretty gangster. Know.
Yeah. I mean, and he walked off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was like.
And then she was like, yeah, what?
I'm like,
I felt bad for her. I did too. I mean,
why are we laughing?
Let's bring it personal. Like, let me ask y'all, like, if you were Beyonce, would you have felt embarrassed? Like, would you
yeah.
feel like you didn't want him to do that? Or would yeah. you feel like, oh, kind of proud that he did that?
No, I wouldn't have felt proud about that at all. I would have been like,
I would have been embarrassed.
If you don't sit your bald headed, because we know that's a wig, self down.
Oh, okay. You're not going to talk about Jay-Z.
Just because you scared. I mean, no, I don't know if that's a wig or not, but no, I would have been embarrassed because I, you know, why are you doing this? And it's, and I would be looking at it as, okay, yeah, no, you know what? I would have low key felt proud about it. Let me stop lying.
I would have been embarrassed.
I mean, I would have wanted to, like the highbrow me would have been embarrassed, but low key, I would have been like, yeah. Yeah, because y'all know what time it is. Y'all know what time. Because honestly and truly, I feel like, and I told you this, Zach, I feel like Taylor Swift's writing, I think she's clever with her lyrics, but I do think that she writes like to a formula. I think her music is very, I don't know, I just feel like it's a formula that she uses and she's good at it. When I think about Beyonce's music, I think about her, even though she may not be actively writing, she is clever enough to get producers in, and they pull in all these different types of music ideas and genres, and they mesh them together, and she does these, you know, these things that turns out to be first, you know, in this genre. And I don't know, I just feel like that should be celebrated. Should it be album of the year? I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know. Kelly B and I talked about it, and you know, she definitely has had an album that was probably better than this one.
Has she been nominated for album of the year before?
I think she always get nominated for album of the year, but she never wins it. But she wins. She has like 87 Grammys. I mean, you know, and I could see them saying, you know, and I don't think it has anything to do with her talent or the album or anything like that. I think it's something as minor as, you know what, she wins all of these awards. Let's just, you know, we're not going to let her get this one. I feel like it's just that petty. We're not going to let her get this one. That's what I think is going on, that they're just, you know, that they're just withholding it for her because they can. You know, because, you know, these are people that are voting. They're voting on this. So you have to believe that, you know, their opinions and their biases are playing into it. And it could be something they sit around the room and say, you know, she wins everything. You know, no, we're not going to let her. She's not going to get this. I can see that. So I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, that's.
It is curious. And it is curious because, you know, there's in like. In film, you know, there was like all those times Leonardo DiCaprio would get nominated or get snubbed, and he would never, I mean, he would do these incredible performances and would never win, you know, best performance by an actor and at the Academy Awards. And I don't know if everyone has speculated why that was the case too, you know, like he's so talented.
Yeah,
and just like with Beyonce, it's like they're deserving of that kind of recognition.
Yeah, but
so maybe it is something petty or personal or I don't know, something weird.
And then you also, if you okay, now we're gonna go kind of dark. But if they're part of some group, you know, and no, I'm serious. I'm being allegedly very serious. Allegedly. And, you know, and there are, you know, I mean, it could be that, okay, this is the part you play and it's only going to go this far. You know what I mean? Or we need for this person to win this award for whatever reason. So we only going to let her do this because we need this other person to do this. And she can only do it if she wins this or whatever. These people, they have all this. We don't even know how they got this game wrapped up. We don't know. We do know that there's some dark forces that's behind our entertainment industry. We know that, you know, they are influencing, you know, the entertainment, whether it be music, whether it be film, you know, whatever, anywhere there's a dollar to be made, you know, and where there's creation, there's going to be manipulation and control. And so, I mean, who knows what's going on? I would like to see her get it just because I would like to see her get it. But, you know, I ain't going to lose no sleep. I'm not going to be a beehive about it. You know, if she wins, she wins. If she don't, she don't. But she she looked embarrassed to me. Like, man, if you don't.
She did. She did. And Jay-Z, I'm a hustler, baby.
Right.
Walk out of here.
You know, I'm trying to figure out how at 60 years old, he got a full head of hair. I mean.
Okay. Enough.
I'm just, I don't know. I mean, I'm just trying to figure it out. I'm just trying to figure it out. Oh, my God. I have got to say this. Okay. Beehives, don't come for me.
Mm-mm.
But no, no, no. I got to put it out there. Did you hear why, what the real reason was behind Solange? Solange attacking Jay-Z in that elevator. Did you hear?
I'm pleading the fifth, but you can share with Zach.
But no, but okay, just yes or no. Did you hear?
I didn't. Did no.
You didn't hear. But Kelly B, did I send it to you? Let me ask
No, you did not send it to me. Jay-Z or Monique did not send it to me.
So I must have sent it to you. Okay, so it has been rumored that the reason why Solange went after Jay-Z, we know that there was an affair, but we all thought it was a girl.
Oh. No.
Rumor is that it was Diddy.
Ew. Yes. Allegedly. Ew.
Allegedly. That, well, that's what it's rumored. So I'm not, you know, I'm just repeating what they say. It is rumored that that's what happened. Mm. And so, and it reminds me, huh?
So Beyonce's Lemonade album has to do with him having an affair with Diddy?
No, I think if this is true, because now we have to say allegedly. If this is true, I think that she changed the gender in the song. If this is true. If this is true. But here's the thing, though. I don't know if I believe it or not, but I do believe that Diddy is into some wild stuff that has to do with other men. And I think about Usher, you know, and the supposed alleged grooming that he did, that was done on him allegedly by Diddy. And, you know, it just, I don't know. I think about, you know, like some of the songs that he does and, you know, some of his performances, and I don't know, like he's doing the Super Bowl. I'm wondering, you know, what we're going to get. Is this going to be another like Janet situation? Because I'm telling you, that scarred me. I remember where I was when that happened. I was at a friend's house, and my friend and her kids are like, they were adults, young adults. And we were watching the Super Bowl, and Jay-Z and Janet Jackson were out there performing, and Justin pulled her shirt and exposed her, and there was a little tassel, and the room went silent. I'm talking about the room I was in went silent, and we were like, "Did that just happen? Did that just happen?"
And then, I was eating snacks in the other room, so you didn't see it.
Oh, looked and I say, "What happened?"
Child, we were in the middle of cheering because Janet was doing her big one. Nobody cared about Justin Timberlake. Janet was doing her big one, and then this wardrobe malfunction happened, and we were like, "Yeah!"
He's like, "I'm gonna get you naked by the end of this."
That's
my bad, you know. And he did, and she that's really how it got was. It.
Yeah, we were quiet really for like a long it. Time. Yeah, and they, you know what was what sucked about that is that they penalized her, right? He didn't get any type of reprimand. He didn't get in trouble. He didn't get in trouble at all. But she did, and they I don't know if she's still banned, but she was banned for performing the Super Bowl. Like, they banned her. Janet Jackson. Not the Jackson. Yeah. I mean,
it was bad. And they was talking about it was a family show and all this stuff. But y'all think about it. Even though it was a family show, how many times did they show the scene? Like, after the Super Bowl? And I'm like, okay, if people missed it like I missed it, they kept showing it on the news in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening. It was they kept showing it. I'm like, well, if we didn't see your boob the first time, we saw it the 20th.
Right. Well, what do you think? What do you think is going to happen at this Super Bowl? You have have this on our topic, Super Bowl and supersized calls.
Let's talk about the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So we were just talking about Taylor Swift. So half of the world is thinking about, will the Chiefs win or will the 49ers win? Where the other half is wondering, will Taylor Swift make it from Tokyo?
Who cares?
She has a concert. No, we can't start until she gets here.
Child, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
She has a concert. We've already mapped out the flight. She should be landing in Vegas about 7 a.m., but there's another dilemma. There's nowhere to park her plane.
Who cares?
But we're going to find a place. We can't move forward until Taylor comes. So I'm getting ready to talk about the supersized cost of the Super Bowl. But if Taylor doesn't make it, there'll be no Super Bowl. How about that?
How about what is going on in this world? Because I was talking to Kelly B about this. How is it that in 2020, we had somebody broke this down and I'm like, okay, I'm a little bit freaked out, just a little bit. But how is it that the Chiefs and the who are they? 49ers. How about that they were also in the Super Bowl in 2020? So now they're in the Super Bowl now, right? How about that the election was happening and it was Trump and what that homeboy name? What? Biden?
Biden.
Same thing now. And there's a third thing. What was the third thing? What did I tell you, Kelly B? What was the third thing?
You told me. I forgot the third thing.
I don't know.
But you did. Huh?
But it's like a carbon copy of what happened in 2020. It's like weird. I don't know. It's weird. And I'm thinking that time is being turned.
Is it because the Chiefs won and Biden won, right? So if San Francisco wins this time, Trump's gonna win.
Who knows, child? But there's been so many. There's been so many little prophecies. If you want to believe them, I'm not gonna put that out there because I don't want no Trumpers to come after me. But I'm just gonna say, and this is on all seriousness. If you're a praying person, just be praying for everybody. That's all I'm gonna say. Pray for everybody. And just kind of take that how you want to take it. But
especially because Taylor has to make it to the game.
Child, we don't care about no Taylor Swift.
So the average American consumer will spend $86 on the Super Bowl this year, according to new reporting by the National Retail Federation. So total U.S. spending on food, drinks, decorations, apparel, and other goods could total, check this out, Monique and Zach, $17.3 billion.
Oh my God.
It will set a new record for Super Bowl adjacent spending by surpassing the 2020 total of $17.2 billion. Food and drink make up the large majority of the projected spending.
And how about the human trafficking part?
I was going to ask that.
Well, and they're in Vegas too, so they stand to make a lot. But okay, even at $80 plus per person, a party at home is relatively cheap. Is a cheap way to experience the game. The Super Bowl tickets at the stadium is actually averaging around $9,800 for a seat, y'all, at the Super Bowl.
That's all right. Stay at home.
But just know some family members of the big shot players, including Donna Kelce, mother of the NFL headliners, Travis and Jason Kelce, says that they expect to watch the Super Bowl from much more average seats.
Oh, really? Well, are they just going to be, instead of the box seats, they're going to be on the 50-yard line? Is that where they're going to be?
It just says, I'm not in a box, Kelce told Today, and that's the mom, I think. I have a feeling I'm in the stands. As far as everyone I know, I'm in the stands with everybody else because it's a pricey Super Bowl.
Inflation.
Oh, is it? Is that what it is? Inflation?
Probably.
Yeah, because inflation is getting hit blamed for everything else. Yeah.
Yeah, and right. I totally believe, like, it is very pricey. Let me tell y'all, because in Arizona, the Super Bowl's been in Arizona twice. So if you go to the experience, which is like incredibly awesome, you know, you get to touch the little award that they win.
I'm good.
Is it almost at the Heisman? What is it called? It's the Green Vince Bay.
Lombardi.
What's the name? There you go.
Vince Lombardi.
Yeah, took a picture with it. Took a picture with it. It was like fabulous. I waited in line for 3 hours to take a 3 second picture.
Okay.
But the Super Bowl shirts. The Super Bowl shirts alone, the cheapest one was, I think, $35. And
That's fine.
But if you want a Super Bowl shirt, it was like $50, $80, $70. Oh, it was expensive. Was, they had shoes, they had everything. It was the best.
Shoes?
Oh, it was the best.
No. See, I guess, you know what it is? You know what it is? I'm just not into that whole thing. I stay at home. I would like just throw a Super Bowl party, you know, and just invite people, and because you're gonna get the best viewing because of all the different cameras and angles, and you know, you don't have to. You don't have to worry about the weather. You don't have to worry about people being drunk and acting a fool and having to get squaring up with somebody. You don't have to worry about eating food that's poorly prepared, you know, and possibly getting sick. You can eat all your own foods at home. If you need to go to the bathroom, you can go to the bathroom. And you don't have to worry about who's been in there before you. You know, I mean, that's a big one for me. Okay. I'm just saying. There's a lot of pluses to having, you know, I mean, you can enjoy the Super Bowl halftime and, you know, I mean, in the comfort of your own home. I mean, you know, I'm really, honestly and truly, though, I know it's all about Taylor Swift, but I really want to, I'm really interested to see. No, seriously, I'm really interested to see how this is going to turn out with Usher, what his little show is going to be. I mean, he's going to turn out. He's going to turn up and turn out. He might even be on roller skates.
Which would be the best.
I think it would. Did you see that one? I got to veer off a little bit. Did you see that one little video where he had that one chick on the... Now, I'm not really into all this, but it was cool. He had this girl that was on a pole, and they were all on roller skates, and she was clapping her roller skates to the beat of the music. I don't know. I just thought that was so cool how they did that. It was cool. I mean, of course, you know, it was real seductive, but I liked how... It was just... I never would have thought. I mean, it was just, you talking about the pole dancing last week, you know, I actually did enjoy her little routine because she did it with skates on and she was clapping. She was upside down clapping with her skates to the music. It was tight. I liked it.
I'm going to make a prediction.
What?
Usher's performance will go down as one of the best Super Bowl performances.
You think so?
Oh, this would be great.
You think that it would top when Missy Elliott came out and everybody lost their minds?
Yes.
That was amazing. Mm-hmm. That was amazing. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it'll top that, but it might be up there with like Prince.
Uh-oh. You think that it would top when Prince came out and he was playing Purple Rain and the rain was coming down and it was purple? Are you serious?
I think it may.
I didn't say top it. I said it'll be up there within the conversation with
him. I don't even think they could even mutter or begin to hum Usher's name when it comes to Prince and Nat. That was like iconic. That was oh, man. But no, I have to bring up Missy, because when she knew that girl was going to be there, and when she came out and everybody, now you know, white people, black people, purple people,
everybody just lost. Sure did.
We were like, what? And people you didn't even think even knew who she was. I lost it. I lost it. I mean, come on.
Holla.
Ain't no stopping me. Come on.
That was pretty great.
And then these youngsters, they were like, oh my God, look at Katy Perry. She's always giving people a chance. Are you serious? She ain't gave no Missy Elliott a chance or nothing. She brought her out because she knew her performance by itself was weak.
Yep.
Okay? Let's just be honest. I mean, shoot. But what else we got on this? Did we finish up this topic of the Super Bowl? Because everything is overpriced. I don't even like dealing with the Super Bowl unless it's, people, don't disturb me now.
Get your freak on. Get your freak on.
Yeah, right. Ain't no stopping me.
I can't stand the rain.
Girl.
Beep, ooh, beep. Who got the keys? Cindy, you done started me.
I mean, come on now. Come on now. How about after her part went out, I went and went on YouTube and Googled it, and it was on. And man, I must have played that thing about 20 times, just letting it roll. Shoot, man, leave Missy alone. Can't nobody touch her. Can't nobody touch her. Can't nobody touch her.
I can't stand the rain.
Rain. It's my window. Kelly B, we have talked about everything. We talked about what? Give us a rundown.
Oh, man, you know I wasn't prepared because I was still singing the song. Holla!
Ain't no stopping me. See, I don't even know the words, honestly, but when the music comes on, I know it.
I was how you have to say, you don't have to say the word.
Get your foot on.
People don't know what you're saying. You like
but
song
I didn't know
Missy.
What you just. I didn't know what you just you did. Like,
that's the song. If you tell people about Missy's song, I can't stand the rain. And then somebody, I know that song. Holla.
And she's doing this while she's going back over her notes to find out what we talked about.
I have my notes pulled up.
Oh, okay.
See, told you we talked about today that we were about to lose it. I have lost it now because now we're talking about Missy. Child. All right, so we talked about losing a fortune. We talked about the unfortunate bing-bing that happened on Wheel of Fortune where Megan, the choir director, assumed she said pink orchid. And if she didn't say it then, she's going to say it all the time. She and sure she will. Found out she lost. Up.
Pink orchids.
Pink orchids. I can't stand the rain or pink orchids.
Or Achilles. Achilles.
Achilles.
No. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so then from there, we went to tips from a critic. So we talked about Keith Lee that went to the dangerous North Dallas, Texas to go see the, what is it? The Sweet Lee's?
Sweetly tea, sweetly.
Okay,
you're
gonna back up off Oak Cliff. Sweetly season.
I'm not messing with season.
And we talked about the backlash. Sweetly season.
You know
received.
What? I don't like Zach.
What?
It's infected. What did you say? Season. I mean, season. I mean, you didn't hear what he said. I mean, because you were just going, he was season. No, go ahead. I don't know how you missed that. I mean, and it was so like, I don't want to, it had a little attitude on it, to be honest. It
oh. Was, Zach put a I little stank on it.
He did. He did.
I didn't mean it. I was just trying to, you know. Just trying to help you out because you said sweet tea.
That's because I'm drinking sweet tea.
I mean, I catches it. Go ahead. So the sweetly season. And what else?
There you go. Keith Lee.
Keep doing it. You keep doing it. Okay. Keith Lee
gave a $4,000 tip. And the owner of Sweetly Season decided to do what she want to with it. You'll have to catch the episode to figure out what she did or didn't do.
And what okay? She backtracked did. Go ahead.
And what she backtracked. Mm-hmm. Stop it back. Mm-hmm. All right. So moving on. So we talked about a teacher getting pepper sprayed for teaching. Get my phone.
They're going to have teacher. To be. They're going to have to wear like full armored suits and like helmets just to go into class and teach. That's just messed up.
Yeah, it was really messed up. So you know, a teacher got pepper spray.
What did he say? He said, I ain't never going back. That's what he said.
I ain't never scared. Pow, pow, pow. So
he should have said that when they blacked his eye the first time. Shoot, I ain't never going back. And then they pepper sprayed his eye. I mean, ain't you just have to hit me one time. That's it. I mean, what made him think it was going to be any different? And then he's still trying to pull up on people and take their phones. No, that's what they have the security people for. Call the security. Let them. They are trained for that. In fact, they would. You remember when they body slammed that chick, that one little chick, black chick? She was acting up, and they body slammed her. Now, I'm not saying body slam them. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying they are trained to deal with these kids in the harshest manner, though. But it was not for him to go and try to yank somebody's phone out of their hand. Now, she should not have pepper spray maced him, but...
Twice.
You know, twice. I mean, he was already down. I mean, she didn't have no. And what'd you say? She said, "Now give me my phone." Now, you know what he should have done? He should have just put it in the back part of his pants, like in his,
ew.
Like yeah. I mean, yeah, that's what should have
been rough.
I know. I mean, like, you want it now? You want it now? I mean, what he got to lose? I mean, he could have. Said that he lost his mind.
Give it to me now.
There you go.
There we go. Get your freak on. Get your pepper spray on.
Your mace on. It's get your mace on. She had mace.
Hey. See?
all right. So we talked about the teacher getting sprayed up. And what else? Who else?
We talked about the ninth life of Krishan Rock. And then she's facing possible assault charges.
She really does have nine lives.
Yes, she does. Mm-hmm. This one may have been the last one. She may be facing these criminal charges, okay, for an alleged assault.
She gonna get out and do what she always do. God got me. God got me. I hate when people say that.
It's a vibe. Right? It's a vibe all the time. It's a vibe. Come,
Rockettes, come after Kelly B. Do not come after me. All right?
It's a vibe all the time.
In fact, if y'all email the show, I will give you her email address. Do not come after me. Please. And thank you.
You'll tell me about Krishan Rock within the next person we talked about, Jay-Z. You're alleging that he wears a wig. But anyway, y'all got to listen to the show.
That was a joke. And everybody, I didn't say that he and Diddy were together. I said that it was rumored from somebody else. They reported it. Not me. I just repeated it. So get off me. I just want to put that out there.
So Jay-Z subs Grammy. over a Beyonce snub. You got to listen to that to figure out
she
how this hustle a baby.
10,000 Grammy Awards. I don't understand why he's making a deal, big deal off of this one little Grammy. But go ahead.
All right. And then Oh, were you going to say something, Zach?
It's 32 Grammys.
Oh, is it? I don't know. I thought it was 7,252.
I mean 32. Mm-hmm. I mean pretty much the same thing.
And the last thing we talked about, which is very important, Irma, Meek, Zach, and I, we're wondering if Taylor Swift is going to make it to the Super Bowl.
No, take Irma Meek out of there. I'm definitely not worried if she's going to make it or not.
We're wondering if she's going to make it there and if she's going to find a place to park.
Because I don't care. And Swifties, I want all the smoke. I want all the smoke. Actually, I don't.
No.
Y'all crazy too.
She'll make it.
Yeah, because her man there, she'll be there.
She's gonna make it.
She's gonna make a dramatic grand entrance, and they're gonna.
And the game is gonna stop.
With how much money like they're gonna make with her being there? I think they would postpone the start time if she wasn't there.
I mean, I think so too. Wouldn't that be something?
That would.
If they're gonna interrupt shows, including Netflix, they're gonna interrupt and let everybody know. You know how they do the special report? And they're going to say, Taylor Swift has landed.
Breaking news. Yeah. Nah.
Breaking news.
They're going to do, you know how they do that little alert on your phone?
That's
what they're
going to
do.
That, the thing where everybody's phone. Beep, beep.
Yeah. We laughing, but what if that happens? We sitting up here laughing, but we in dangerous, crazy times. What if that does happen?
And it's going to say, Taylor Swift has landed.
If that happens, if that comes across my phone, I'm throwing my phone. I'm literally going to pick it up and throw it.
You better get ready to throw it.
Dang.
Well, okay. Baby Zach. Little baby Zach.
Little baby Zach.
How'd you
feel? First you said Auntie Zach. You said Auntie Zach. So
I know, but then
I
changed it to Unc.
Did you demote Zach? Did you put Zach at the little table? Because you just
Yes, I know. So let me, because he did his big one. So he did his big one. So
yes.
I guess we can give him honorary Unc. Unc Zach.
Give a clap. Do a clap.
Yeah. Yes. Hold on. Let's see. Wait. Check this out.
We got to do a clap.
Oh, it's not working.
Come on,
here we go.
We gotta do it.
Wait, here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yay, Zach.
Yay, team.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. So, Kelly B, do we have any sneak previews for next week? Do we know what's gonna happen?
You know, you know, I've already made the list, right? Mm-hmm. And I was trying to think of a theme for the list that I made, mm-hmm. and I couldn't come up with anything yet.
Mm. Well, I guess we just have to wait and see, huh?
Yeah. You know what I want to name it? Seriously? I'll give people this hint. Loser.
Loser?
Oh.
Okay. I'm intrigued. I don't even know what is loser.
Loser.
Okay. Well, listen, Kelly, you can say it 10 times. I won't know what you're talking about. I mean,
loser.
Listen, she's going to continue to say that. I'm going to go ahead and just let you guys know that we drop episodes every week. We try to drop them on Mondays, but you know, I don't know. Mm-mm. Sometimes they make it Monday. Sometimes they make it the next Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday Mm-mm. or Sunday. We just all listen. How you know that the episode has dropped is by following. So make sure that you like, share, and follow Natural Soul Conversations. And listen, if you have a topic that you wanted to talk about, make sure that you email it to us. And then I'll let Kelly B know. And then, you know, it's up to her because, you know, she thinks she's running things by putting all the topics together, whatever. But, you know, she ain't none. But anyway, she will let us know if it makes it to the lineup. I mean, you know, we just have to see. But, you know, she's pretty good about it. So just make sure that you give us an email, drop us an email, and we'll add it to the show. So make sure that you also rate the show, rate the podcast, but also rate the episode. I think you could do it on Apple Podcast, and I think now you could do it on Spotify. Make sure you give us 5 stars. Anything less than that, don't even worry about it, child. Don't even worry about it. But if it's 5 stars, give us the 5 stars. And again, make sure that you share it. And we're on all the major platforms, all of them. Even Google. Google be trying to play with me, though. It be trying to play with me, and I had to put my foot on their neck and see what they do. When I drop the episodes, right, it's like 4 or 5 days before it catch up, and then it's on Google. What? So I had to, like, put my foot on their neck and say, you know what, don't play with me. I got people trying to listen to the episode, and they can't listen to it because you playing. So I'm just going to direct them somewhere else. And I think that kind of, you know, I think they stepping up their game, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, make sure you catch us. And I don't know. Is there anything else? Did I leave something out?
Mm-mm.
I didn't? Okay.
Music well, make sure you lose control.
Lose control. Yeah. You know what's funny is that whenever we come out just breaking the song, I don't know the words. But when the music come on, I know all of the words, all of the ad-libs, everything. But I don't know. I don't know what's going on. You would think I was drinking something, but all I had was H2O.
Mm-hmm.
That was
it. Allegedly.
Ain't no alleged to it. All I had was H2O. Anyway, thank you, Unc Zach, for joining us.
You got to come back.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he did all right. You know, he got off.
Hey, you're welcome. You're welcome for sparking the Missy Elliott thing.
Hey, you know what? Yeah, it was all you. Okay, see, now you feeling yourself. You go end up back on that little table.
I like that. Welcome back. I like that. Yes. That's good.
Yeah. Well, listen, everybody, we're gonna head out. So, Zach, tell everybody bye.
See you guys later.
Okay, Kelly B, tell everybody bye.
Night, night, loser.
I don't know what that means. Whatever. See y'all later, guys. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
This has been another episode of Anybody Can Get It. Yes, the sister podcast to Natural Soul Conversations. Listen, we are on all your favorite podcast platforms, iHeart, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google. Listen, whatever your favorite podcast platform is, we're probably on it. So make sure you check us out. And also, if there's a way to rate us, make sure that you give us a 5-star rating. We will love to keep pushing out good content. So we need for you to support us with those ratings. And make sure that you like, follow, and share, okay? Because it doesn't help if nobody knows we're out there. So make sure that you follow us and make sure that you share that we're out there giving out this good tea, all right? And listen, until the next time we meet, until the next time we sit down at this table, keep the conversations going.